Well, the student, her name is Malka Davis, and I taught her when she was a 10th grader at the Alabama School of Fine Arts. And she has recently launched an art and fashion magazine called Belladonna. And this is something that I'm also very interested in. I love media, particularly women's media. And so the fact that she went out on her own and launched this, even though she didn't have the backing from a big corporation, is very admirable to me. And what I found surprising is when I talked to her about this project, she said that she's actually been keeping up with some of the things that I've been doing, such as blogging and starting an organization for women writers and starting an online magazine. She was keeping up with all of this in the years that we didn't talk regularly. And she said that those things served as inspiration for her, which was quite an honor to learn that.
In your post, you say there was a time when I thought that growing up, that being a woman meant becoming less and less like my teenage self, but I think I got that wrong. So what exactly do you think you got wrong?
Well, I think that we have this in our society, the goal is to be less of a girl. And this is for women and men, and to grow up means to not be a girl, right? And that's what I was doing for a long time. But then recently, and it's been because of my students, that I've seen that when I was a teenager, there were certain things that I did that I should have continued doing. For example, I'm a writer, and as a teenager, I wrote solely for the love of writing. I wasn't worried about page views like you may be concerned about with a blog. I wasn't worried about getting a new freelance gig from my favorite publication. I was just writing because I loved it. And recently, I've realized that I need to go back to that.
So, if your teenage self had a piece of advice for your present day self, do you have any idea what that would be?
I think she would tell my present day self to not be afraid to dream big and to actually pursue those dreams and to stop making excuses. When we get older, it's harder for us to pursue our dreams because we're so caught up in our everyday lives and concerned about things like paying our mortgage and putting money away in our 401k. But it's important to go back to those younger years when and ask yourself, what was it that I was so passionate about? What did I dream about? Those are the things that we should go back to.
What would you say to someone that may be hesitant to ask a younger generation for advice or inspiration? This could be somebody who's in their 50s who doesn't want to ask somebody who's in their 40s. It could be somebody in their 30s not wanting to turn to 20-year-olds. What would you say to that person?
I think it's important to remember that when people are younger, they are often less jaded and so and less cynical, and so that's why they can offer a fresh perspective. But in addition to that, they are also less fearful. So when I talked to Malka about her magazine, she said that they being she and the students who worked with her on this project, she said that they figured, oh, well, why not do this? If we mess up, so what? Let's just do it anyway. And so they don't have this fear of messing up. And so I think that that's something that we can really take from younger generations.